Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary Pay.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda Jay had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
And we're here.
Where are we, Grandpa?
Alamo Shoes. I noticed your shoes are a little tight. They have hard-to-fit shoe sizes and the nicest people to find just the right pair.
Alamo Shoes?
Yeah, this place brings back memories. I used to take your dad here when he was a kid for his shoes. In fact, your dad still comes here.
Alamo Shoes, the most comfortable shoes on earth, have been found here for the past 50 years. They're family-owned and will treat you like family, too. Find Alamo Shoes at 5321 North Clark, and there is always free parking.
SIPC.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Tickets for the Wolves' 25th anniversary season go on sale this Friday at 11 on Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division championships on October 13th at Allstate Arena. The Cubs' stretch of 23 games in 23 days continues in Atlanta for one night. This is a makeup from a May rainout. Mike Foltynewicz goes for the Braves with a 1.38 August ERA in five starts. Mike Montgomery makes his first start in over 3 weeks for the Cubs. Theo Epstein joins Bernstein and McKnight at noon, just about an hour from right now. The White Sox are 16-10 in their last 26 games. Here's Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw.
Right now, it's too early to say 2020. I want it to be 2019, but I'm not the type of guy to say yes. Hopefully, they will do it. Well, right now, it's a process, and they play through the process. They're playing better. I would like to see them the way they play right now in June, July next year.
Find the Ozzie interview on 670thescore.com. Lucas Giolito and the White Sox host the Red Sox this evening. Football, Tyler Bray will start in the Bears preseason finale against the Bills. And Northwestern won't say if Clayton Thorson will go tonight. The Wildcats visit Purdue. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And join the Score in the Desecki Street team Saturday afternoon for game day greatness at Fatty's in DeKalb from 1:30 to 3:30. Come in and watch Northern Illinois take on Iowa. Enjoy a cold Desecki's and take home some Score swag. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Braves. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Patrick Auto Group.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Baseball and football and things, ideas to improve the efficacy of the NFL preseason.
We workshop some stuff today.
Not bad. Connor McKnight says the Cubs should stick with the six-man pitching rotation.
Not just Jonah Carey says so, too.
We also went through the Hardball Time / Fangraphs report about how many players have actually accumulated enough distance run on the base paths to run from their current stadium, their home, to their actual birthplace.
That because is actually dumb.
It was actually dumb and actually a whole hell of a lot of fun. We talked to Matt Miller and we talked to Jonah Carey.
So everybody has their guilty pleasure movie. Every single person has a guilty pleasure movie. Mine is mine's Roadhouse. I love Roadhouse. Ripping throats. Sam Elliott just going back and Swayze. You know, the whole thing. I know it's bad. It's cheesy at best. But it's a bad movie, and I love it. You got a favorite bad movie that you know you're going to sit down and watch?
I've got a lot. I don't know where they're... I mean, is Three Amigos bad or is Three Amigos great?
No, I think Three Amigos rises above the intrinsically bad movie. Okay. Maybe this will help.
It was not that well reviewed, but Three Amigos is one of my all-time favorites.
So the folks over at CenturyLink Quote, which isn't a mortgage company as far as I can tell, but is just...
Or the Seahawks
sort of,
Stadium?
No, not right. That either. They've compiled the favorite bad movies in America by state. 2017's The Emoji Movie, which may be benefiting from some recent bias, is the favorite bad film of 10 different states. The Room is the next most popular bad movie.
That doesn't count because
claiming the heart of 6 states, including California, Illinois, Massachusetts, and New York. So our favorite bad movie here in the state of Illinois is The Room. And you can quibble with that.
Because that's bad. That's great because it's bad. There's almost there's a different aesthetic.
I would go so far as to say it's cult following.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's a certain amount of cult following that's there. Batman and Robin is the worst and most loved movie all over the state of New Mexico
awful.
And South Dakota and Utah. They put nipples on the bat suit for no reason. And people watched it.
Honestly, my favorite bad movie is probably Return of the Jedi.
That is not on this list. It is not on. It's not great.
Because I admit that the movie kind of sucks.
But that falls in its own different category, right?
Because
you've got a built-in
right.
audience. Other movies on this list. Son of the Mask. Wild Wild West. Gigli is apparently the favorite bad movie in Connecticut, which means Connecticut is a more depressing place than I thought it was to begin with. The Love Guru, which was a Mike Myers vehicle,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Kazam. Which is a movie starring
Shaq.
And not
Sinbad.
That's right. Daddy Day Camp, Catwoman in Rhode Island and Maryland, apparently some favorite movies. And this one, From Justin to Kelly, is apparently watched in Louisiana more than any other bad movie is watched in Louisiana.
Is that because I get one channel down there?
I can't figure out why. I don't understand why. But there are your favorite American bad movies.
I think I'd add Forrest Gump to that, too. It's a bad movie that I
don't
I
think it's... It's not as bad as Norbit. It's just not.
I'm comparing it to Norbit.
I am, and here I have.
Wile E. Coyote.
I'll take Danny Hill's another good movie for you.
Wile E. Coyote. Maybe. Rocketing, sproing, booting, and jet-propelled pogo-sticking his way into theaters in the first Looney Tunes feature since 2003. Warner Brothers has ordered a script for Coyote versus Acme from screenwriters John and Josh Silberman. The Silberman brothers are supervising producers on Living Biblically and have written for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Really?
The film will be produced by Chris McKay, director of the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah.
They believe that it has some connection to Coyote versus Acme, Ian Fraser's 1990 New Yorker piece. That renders the hapless Coyote's long and troubled history of ordering defective products from the Acme Company into the dense legalese of a lawyer's opening statement. He wasn't the first person to make the joke. In August of 1982, National Lampoon ran a 3-part series by Joey Green with the same premise. There's no such thing as a bad Wile E. Coyote story, reports Slate.
That's
so whether
true.
He takes on Acme in the legal system or with the tried and true Coyote methods like feeding their CEO birdseed mixed with buckshot and then attempting to catch him or her with a gigantic magnet, we're in for a good time. According to Warner Brothers, further details about Coyote versus Acme can be found at the end of a very believable, definitely not fake tunnel that runs straight through a rock formation in the middle of the desert. Rocket skates mandatory.
So there's no talking in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Correct.
So they're just, the hell with it? Those are my favorite Warner Brothers cartoons, too. The Wile E. Coyote ones.
The nihilism of it and the rule you read
the rules that he made
you read there was like 7 immutable universal Chuck Jones rules.
So good.
The Roadrunner can never leave the road. The Roadrunner only says
he can only be hurt by his own ineptitude or Acme products failing
the
on
coyote,
him, right?
Correct.
Yeah, the Coyote can only
yes.
do that. Yeah, I never thought that the Roadrunner can't leave the road. Was you think about it though, he's always on a road or a road gets painted for him that he runs down. All right, we were I think I'm still right with my Angels in the Outfield thing as best bad baseball movie or most talented, because you've got Matthew McConaughey, who won an Oscar for the Dallas Buyers Club, right? You've got Brenda Fricker, who won an Oscar for My Left Foot, and Adrian Brody, who won an Oscar for The Pianist, right? So that's three Oscar winners in a bad kids baseball movie that I watched a ton. Danny Glover has never been nominated. Tony Danza nominated four times for Golden Globes. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a shot at winning an Oscar. However, Jay Zawoski has done the research for us. Field of Dreams has two Oscar winners. Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner, right? And then Burt Lancaster.
Yep.
Won for Elmer Gantry in 1960. The Natural only has two Oscar winners. Robert Duvall in 83 for Tender Mercies and Kim Basinger, L.A. Confidential in 97.
Glenn Close never won.
Six nominations and never won. Wilford Brimley, unfortunately, not nominated for his role in Cocoon, although he should have been.
And in The Natural, he was only 14.
Still looks like a walrus. So I'm telling you, your kids' baseball movie with the most hardware, Angels in the Outfield, still and could get more.
That is a fun factoid.
It's a fun factoid.
Six Flags Great America has unveiled plans for a new triple threat roller coaster, which will break three records when it debuts next
summer.
Hell
yes.
Now, you know, this is the year just last week that my wife and my son made their annual trek to do their roller coasters. They've got a thing. They both love roller coasters. I hate them. My wife's like got a problem. When we were lit at Coney Island, she went on the Cyclone three times.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. And it's rickety, too. It's like they made it...
Yeah, no, that's one where you feel like you're going to die.
They made it rickety on purpose. Styled after Formula One racing cars, the new Max with two X's, Max Force, will be the fastest accelerating roller coaster in North America using an air-powered launching system to propel guests from 0 to 78 miles an hour in less than 2 seconds.
Whoa.
Max Force will also have the world's highest double inversion at 175 feet above ground and the world's fastest inversion, taking riders on a 60-mile-an-hour zero-G roll. Five high-speed inversions overall and will debut next summer.
I am in.
I am outer
I
than
am
the outiest out.
100% in. Are you kidding me?
No. Thank you.
Sold.
I'll be over on Willard's Whizzer, if that's still there. Not even. I'll be over on the Midway trying to make shots.
Pop a shot. Only costs you $12. Six Flags. There you go.
Yeah, you can win a giant stuffed banana.
It only costs $12. We gave Jose Bautista a little bit of crap the other day when he was finally picked up by the Phillies and completed his circuit of three NL East teams in 3 months. Started with Mets. Went to the Braves. Then to the Mets, and now to the Phillies. Jose Bautista had the go-ahead RBI single for the Phillies in their comeback over the Nationals last night. He is still getting it done with a batting average under .240 and an on-base that sometimes has a 3 in the number. It's Jose Bautista for everyone. Everyone gets some. It's a go-ahead knock.
I'm reacting to all the texters here who are just with their bad movies and
what are they stuck on?
I don't know. Everybody's very angry with me about saying that Return of the Jedi is bad. It's kind of bad.
It was a movie made to sell toys and then kind of wrap up the Luke Skywalker story. I understand that.
They built the Death Star again.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, come on.
It's a perfectly normal allocation of resources for a galactic empire. We'll just sink all this money into one big circle as opposed to having a lot of other circles.
Right.
They
made it again. And this nomination, pretty good here. The 708, it says Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. That's Sam Jackson?
It's Sam Jackson. It is Thomas Jane. It is LL Cool J.
I don't hear any Oscars in there.
Just talking about good, bad movie.
Oh, okay.
It is Saffron Burroughs.
They are making a Deep Blue Sea 2.
Let's go!
I'm
Let's go!
IMDb has now frozen on me because apparently the existence of Deep Blue Sea 2 is too much to bear. Deep Blue Sea 2 comes out in 20
what?
At some
Why
point
am I just
in 2018.
Learning this now? Are they smarter sharks?
It will
Are they super smart stingrays?
No one I've ever heard of.
Maybe they're smart sea anemones.
Sam Jackson dies in the first like 9 minutes of that film,
yes,
right? So
correct.
He's probably not making a comeback.
Spoiler
in
alert:
Blue Sea 2.
Are they ultra intelligent sea cucumbers?
sponges. Actually,
what are they? What are they?
Searching for a cure to Alzheimer's disease, a
yes.
group of scientists on an isolated research facility
yes.
become the prey.
Another isolated
as a trio of intelligent sharks fight back.
That's the same as the other one. That's not Deep Blue Sea 2. That's Deep Blue Sea 1. Aida Turturro is the woman on the
all right.
The
so here's
radio
you know
the
how they fixed it again. A brilliant billionaire named Carl Durant is experimenting on bull sharks. Bull sharks not pictured in the promo photos though. These are great whites, which soon rebel to cause havoc for a group of scientists.
Because the first time went so well.
Apparently, you can watch it now for $5 on Amazon.
Wait, did he? What?
Apparently, it came out and we missed it. Deep Blue Sea 2, it exists.
Well, I guess we buried the lead right there.
Clearly.
That is the Midday Midway, brought to you by Subway. Check out 3 signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the turkey Italiano melt. Get yourself some bold taste with a Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese. Or enjoy the tangy flavor of the buffalo chicken wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. Back to football next as we try to make some sense of the Aaron Rodgers contract, what it means, what it might say in some way, in a roundabout way, about the Bears. Getting back to the comment yesterday that Mike Florio made about pressure on quarterbacks because of highly paid wide receivers and distribution responsibilities.
Yeah, who means what to what franchise, and how are you going to make that player help you win? I think it's an interesting way to look at both Rodgers, this division, and Mitchell Trubisky, too.
It's ahead of Hub Arkish at 11:40. Don't forget, Theo Epstein is going to join us with all the Cubs stuff at noon. We're Bernstein and McKnight. You have the score.
Max Power, he's the man whose name you'd love to touch, but you mustn't touch. His name sounds good in your ear, but when you say it, you mustn't fear, 'cause his name can be said by anyone.
Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovey Smith, Bob Babich, Mayhem DC. What was it like for you to see him on the stage inducting Brian Urlacher into the Hall of Fame?
A lot of emotions that go through your head. Two of my favorite people on the stage. At the time, I don't know if they knew it would end up in Canton. Had an idea of that.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Lowe's. Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Go to lowesforpros.com. In the NFL, the highest paid player is often not the best player. He's the next player, specifically the next quarterback, due a contract extension. Aaron Rodgers' turn to be next has finally arrived, and he's about to become the league's highest paid player. Rodgers, who has 2 years and a little more than $40 million left on his current contract with the Packers, is going to sign a 4-year extension that could be worth as much as $134 million, which breaks down to $33.5 million a year. More important, about $100 million of that money is guaranteed. The new deal means Rodgers surpasses contracts signed this offseason by Kirk Cousins, a perfect example of being next man up, and Matt Ryan. And it means it's almost certain that, unlike Brett Favre, Rodgers will play his entire career in Green Bay. I'm John Feinstein.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. bestegg.com/radio. Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I mean, I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Fallout Boy, live. The Mania Tour is coming to Wrigley Field, Saturday, September 8th.
She wants to dance like, ooh, and suddenly remember me for centuries.
With special guests, Rise Against,
I don't hate you,
and Machine Gun Kelly. Tickets are on sale now at Cubs.com/Fallout Boy. Fallout Boy returns home to Chicago.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 823 to 912. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
We work hard at being healthier.
One,
and what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
huddle room or executive office into a Zoom room.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Yamaha portable keyboard, just $79.99, or get Yamaha studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Partner of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I walked in to Whole Foods.
Your spot.
To the breakfast hot bar.
Your secret stash.
Guess what wasn't there?
The bacon is gone.
I know who to blame. Dawn, the produce lady, is a regional manager for Whole Foods.
Ratted us out.
Rat anyways, whole family's all rats. Would have loved to be a rat.
Our friend Dawn McLaughlin.
You guys have nobody to blame but yourself.
What have I done?
We have seen an escalated amount of bacon leaving the hot bars recently from our customers.
No! God, please, no! No!
You're kind of a hero. You're like a bacon hero.
I've made a huge mistake.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
It's coming back, though, because Dawn reached out on Twitter to assure everybody that the bacon would still be available. She said, rest assured, bacon hackers, our bacon supply will return stronger than ever. Flexed biceps emoji, thumbs up emoji.
Well, that's just quite a relief here to the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Hopefully the Bernstein and McKnight Show listener and bacon eaters everywhere. Because it's good news is what it is.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot about sort of the Venn diagram of this. And like you say, you were kind of doing the math on it. Your point being it wouldn't take that many people to have a strong effect if they're really going in and taking advantage of this, because it's just, you know, one chafing dish full of bacon.
If we put 500 people into a Whole Foods grabbing 8, 10, 12 slices go. Then yeah, you're affecting, you know, chains of bacon.
Chains of bacon. Oh, no, I snap out of my reverie.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
So we got Hub Arkish coming up in just a little while, and we're going to talk some football as best we can in a fourth preseason game that, you know, something. But we saw yesterday Aaron Rodgers signed the contract that most of us saw coming, right? And I say most of us because of the way that contract got signed. Reading through some of the details, and there's a really good write-up on The Ringer, just kind of about the impact of the deal. Not necessarily for the Green Bay Packers, but for the league as a whole. Kevin Clark, who's the guy that's been going around to individual teams and asking if you were the commissioner or if you could fix the league, how would you change it? You know, he talked to Jalen Ramsey a little while ago and slayed everybody back and forth. He talked to Aaron Rodgers himself and asked about what he'd do with the deal. But what we saw, there isn't a big change in guaranteed money here. There's no opt-outs. There's no percentage of the money tied to salary cap numbers. It seems like it's a pretty, though very lucrative, pretty straightforward deal. And I'd kind of thought, when we saw Kirk Cousins sign his $28 million guaranteed over 3 years, right? Oh, I'm sorry, $28 million guaranteed for 3 years with the Vikings, that deal, I thought we were, you know, kind of setting ourselves up for a little bit of change in the way we value or the way teams pay, if not just quarterbacks, then perhaps other players too. And maybe we'll see how that goes if Khalil Mack gets himself a contract. Maybe we'll see how that changes if indeed he gets traded and the team that gets him.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, wants to go. Yeah, Aaron Donald's still out there too. It's a good point. But I started thinking about something we were talking about when Odell Beckham got his money. Wide receivers you win because of. Championship wide receivers. Who at what quality gets you titles? Because as you look at quarterbacks, the money's not coming down for these guys. Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl title with the Eagles only enforced the fact that you have to have a quarterback playing really well in order to get you there. You have to have it. You saw Teddy Bridgewater get traded from the Jets to the Saints is really just a one-year insurance policy for Drew Brees. They give up I think it's a sixth-round pick for that insurance policy, and they got to pay him. So over and over, you're seeing teams understand that you have to have that guy, and you pay whatever you have to pay to pay that guy. Mm-hmm. Still, I don't know that necessarily changes how we look at wide receivers.
And it was Bridgewater and a sixth for a third.
Oh, my mistake. It was Bridgewater and a sixth for a third. So that's even a higher premium to pay, really, yep, for a backup insurance policy for Drew Brees. When you've invested, he's got a $33 million cap hit, Drew Brees does, 33 and a half. Wonder if you can guess this. What team is at the top percentage of cap invested in wide receivers in the National Football League?
Percentage of cap, okay. Do the Giants count?
Kind of chopping things. No, I don't think they've been put into this list yet. So you got to give me a little bit for a spot track to catch up with those positional rankings. But I can tell you this much. The Bears are second in the NFL in terms of percentage of cap.
Wow.
Tied up in wide receivers.
Trying to think. I know the Buccaneers.
It's the Buccaneers.
Made some investments. Yeah, my first guess would be Buccaneers.
Nearly 20% of their cap is tied up in wide receivers. The Bears have 18% of their cap tied up into wide receivers, almost all of whom were signed this season. You know? I mean, you look at the numbers. You look at the Allen Robinson. The
Miami Dolphins. Even Kevin White's on that last year of a rookie deal for a top 10 pick.
Right, which is a decent enough number. So the Green Bay Packers, who have now signed Aaron Rodgers to that giant contract.
And Aaron Rodgers has done nothing but complain about the quality of the wide receivers.
16.5%, fourth in the league in investment in wide receivers, percentage of cap. Almost $30 million invested in wide receivers in percentage of cap. So I ask you this. As the Bears put together the team, and something you know, Danny Parkins and I have talked about a little bit too, the Seahawks model was winning with a rookie quarterback. Winning with a guy on his rookie deal, right? Not necessarily a rookie quarterback, but a guy on his rookie deal. You get to invest your money elsewhere. Who is it? What does it say about Aaron Rodgers or about Mitchell Trubisky or about Russell Wilson that teams invest this kind of money there, hoping and praying that in some cases that guy makes players better and in some cases understanding the investment has to be made to make him better? You know, this money isn't – what the Seahawks did was invest money on that defensive side and just assume that Russell was going to do something for you offensively, you know? I mean, look at the percentage of yards he put together for that offense, percentage of points he was involved in. It's almost all Russell. You look at the way Aaron Rodgers has – James Jones was his dude for touchdowns late in the season where every wide receiver had gone down for him. James Jones. The difference between a quarterback that makes guys better – And a quarterback that has players put around him it's an interesting one to me. And they're being paid separately too.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss the home opener as the Cats host Duke next Saturday. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com. We had Mike Florio on yesterday, and he raised a sensible, if counterintuitive, point about dealing with highly paid and or star wide receivers, however you want to define it. So I want you to listen to this again and then want to talk about the development of a young quarterback in the situation you describe.
Do you need a high-end dominant receiver to win a championship? And is there an argument to be made that everything that goes along with having that high-end dominant receiver, that constant pressure to feed him. You know, I made the argument after Calvin Johnson retired that Matthew Stafford actually improved because he no longer had that ongoing tally in his head of how many times he's thrown it to Calvin Johnson and do I have to force it into double coverage because it's Calvin Johnson. And instead of that, you just throw it to the open guy when he's not there. So there's something to be said for not having that drag on the offense that comes from having a great receiver.
The drag on the offense that comes to having a great receiver. Get your head around that for a second.
Yeah.
But you wonder, for a developing quarterback, it's one thing for Aaron Rodgers. That's his huddle. He's the guy. He will decide when you get the ball. Mitchell Trubisky now, every time he goes back to that huddle, even on a well-coached team when everybody's pulling on the same end of the rope, wide receivers by their nature are going to remind him, hey, I was open. Hey, run that again. I can take him. I got this guy. Allen Robinson on one side, a very, very confident Anthony Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin White, who's no shrinking violet himself. He can be a bit of a red ass or a prickly pear, to steal Jonah Carey's term, that wide receivers let you know. And it's like the mama bird returning to the nest with a mouth full of worms, and up come those little mouths all open. Feed me, mine, my turn. And it happens. I'm not saying it's necessarily selfish or in some way against the team needs. It's just the nature of the position.
It's a
guys
job.
Want the ball. They want their opportunities. They want to win, and they all are. They all believe that they can help the team win when they are open. But this will have to be navigated. Ideally, when they get through film, the coach will know the right pass is this one. The right pass is this one. It's being able to understand. It might not be your game. If they're talking about game planning for the Packers right now. It might be, look, the way this sets up, you're going to be a decoy all day unless somebody falls down. You're pulling the safety over here because everything we do is going to be on this side of the formation, and this is because we see something. If they're not going to flip their corners, this is where we're going.
Right.
And you've got to be able to live with that and deal with that.
So there's two potential reasons, because I haven't felt that angst quite yet about the offense and Trubisky's development. Though I understand the point completely, and I think Florio makes a good one, and you do too. The two reasons that potentially I haven't done it is, one, we haven't seen Allen Robinson. And maybe if you had that guy, you know, making a couple of catches, like he's able to, like a number one wide receiver is able to make down the sideline or dragging coverage, all that kind of stuff, go, maybe I start to feel it then, but I hadn't seen him. The other reason is this. The wide receivers that they've picked up all seem to fit specific purposes, you know? You have roles assigned to each of them. And maybe it's because of Trey Burton, because make no mistake, that man's a wide receiver. He'll block a little.
Were you counting him in the numbers?
No, I think Spotrac would split that off into tight ends.
Okay.
So that'd be a different number. But it'd probably be worth doing, especially given the offensive setups that he's going to be. For instance, you know, if you go back to a Saints team that's got Jimmy Graham split out as a Y way more often than he's actually in line as a tight end, I think the argument needs to be made that Jimmy Graham's a wide receiver in that offense and not a tight end. Still, I think each guy has, and maybe it's scheme dependent too, but each guy seems to be set for a pretty specific role. And within that role, kind of a Swiss Army knife, which feels weird to say, but hopefully that's the offense you're getting. You know, I mean, you've got your guy in Allen Robinson. You've got Taylor Gabriel, who seems to fit a more specific role, whether outside or in the slot, do a little bit of both, but feels right in one spot. Tariq Cohen has that gadget thing, everything around him. And then you find that other dude on the other end of the formation, and perhaps Kevin White. I don't feel the angst necessarily, and I'm hoping, and I'm sure Matt Nagy is too, that what you've done is give him a plethora of options. Would you say I have a plethora?
Oh, yes, you have a plethora.
I think what you hope is that you've given him the plethora of options as opposed to paralyzing him by choice. You know, kind of a salad bar conundrum where you go up there and I can get all of these things. Well, I want them all. So in that sense, you know, he better be damn right that those practice reps are the reps he needs to get out of those guys.
All right, while we're here then, these are the Bovada.lv over-unders for individual receivers for the Bears, the ones that they have listed here. Allen Robinson, yardage, 950. Touchdowns, 6. Tariq Cohen, combined rushing and receiving yards, 775. Touchdowns, 4.5. I don't know if this informs you at all. Trey Burton, 600 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns. Overall, for Mitchell Trubisky in this offense with these receivers, the over-under for passing yards is 3,500. The over-under for touchdowns, 19.
19. Couldn't get you your, what was it you were asking for? Your 23-6?
Yeah, I was comparing the Jared Goff numbers. It was like 3,800 yards and 26-6 or something like that. But he should be close to that. It's year two. He should be close, but it does appear with the benchmarks being where they are here, I think that augurs well. I really do.
I tend to agree with you, and I think really more than anything else, I still keep coming back to the idea that this offense could work. It could function. Still, the potential mistakes of a young system combined with a young quarterback and whatever you're ending up out of that defense, you might have an uneven win-loss record or something that doesn't quite augur well or mesh well with the two things, and still hope for Matt Nagy and the scheme.
We're going to talk Bears with Hub. He'll tell us what to watch for tonight and more next on The Score.
Game one of the 2018 season is approaching, and the score continues to follow the progress of Matt Nagy's new-look Bears with the latest from Halas Hall and the practice field, including breaking news and daily live Bears reports.
We're still growing. Like I said, we're trying to get better every single day. The more reps I get with these new guys within this new offense, we're still all learning. But we're getting there. We're getting closer and closer.
Football season is almost here. Get ready with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary P.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda J. had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working 2 jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
participating store for scheduling and details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I've got a lot of people, and unfortunately, some of the hard ones, too, jumping into this thing right away are some of the coaches, too. Those are hard ones as well, when I first got here. That's not easy. We're all humans. We're all people.
We're all humans. We want robot coaches, then. Is there better? Matt Nagy, who is coaching again in the preseason, the final preseason game for the Bears tonight. Hub Arkush here to talk about that and more. He of Shaw Media and Pro Football Weekly and 670 The Score and Twitter at Hub_Arkush. Hub, for what are you watching tonight?
You know, I really want to take a more positive spin to this. I do think it's interesting tonight. I mean, I know that there was the controversy last week. It's old news whether starters should have played or not. You know tonight you're getting the bottom 30 or 40 guys on the roster. But I thought it was really interesting. I think it was Tuesday. I'm losing track of time. It was either Monday or Tuesday when we were talking to Matt. He volunteered the comment that he thinks that they have great depth on this team. And I know that a lot of people, that's one of their major worries. And so that's what's going to be tested tonight. We know, for instance, at running back, that there is a real roster battle going between Ryan Nall and Taequann Mizell and maybe Nile Davis. Does Michael Burton stay? Are they going to keep a fullback? With the injury to Adam Shaheen, they'll probably carry extra tight ends and may not keep Burton. So I'm going to be watching Nall in particular, who I think is the guy, the undrafted rookie free agent this year, who's going to make the team. Curious to see how he does. You've got to watch. I'm guessing, even though you don't want to play regulars, that Eric Kush gets some time tonight, unless James Daniels plays this whole game at left guard after playing center last week. But certainly going to be keeping an eye on Daniels and on Eric Kush, because that decision has to be made. You take a look at the tight end position. I think there's some bad news coming on Adam Shaheen. You know, they initially said that this was not a significant injury. It obviously is a significant injury. I'm not saying he's going to miss the entire season, but early on, because of the uncertainty about Ben Broniker, about Daniel Brown, about Colin Thompson, they may carry five tight ends. They may have to keep Shaheen because he doesn't need to be on IR. But he's not going to be available for a few weeks. So I'll be watching Daniel Brown and Ben Broniker to see who sticks out there. And then on defense, I want to see anybody who can rush the passer. And I think that they are very deep at cornerback. And so a lot of these kids we don't really know. Doran Grant and Kevin Tolliver and Michael Joseph. One or two of them has a chance to make it, and we haven't seen much from them yet. So I want to keep a close eye on them as well.
So, Hub, the other night on Hard Knocks, we saw Hugh Jackson hand a list of his potential, you know, the cuts, the things he was thinking about to the GM, John Dorsey. That was, you know, early on in the preseason. In your experience, how solidified is Matt Nagy, you know, given other Bears teams you've covered, on the cuts that are going to happen? How many jobs usually does a coach allow for this game to decide versus cuts that, you know, pretty much already said and done?
Well, you know, Connor, I think a lot of it obviously is dictated by, you know, the roster and by the kind of football team you have. I mean, if you're a returning playoff team, there's a good chance you've only got two or three decisions to make tonight. If you're a team that's been in last place 5 years in a row, you know, even with all the moves the Bears made this offseason, I'm guessing that there's still maybe as many as six or seven roster spots that are open, or at least that they haven't made a final decision on. So I do think it changes from week to week. It also, you know, you say Matt Nagy, and clearly he's pivotal in this, but each team is different. I think that Ryan Pace probably has a little more control over the final 53 than some GMs exert. So the first thing they've got to do is get on the same page. You know, you might find out that Matt has 46 guys that he said, I can't be without these guys. And Ryan is saying, well, I've already got 51. So my best guess, though, is that number tonight is between 5 and 7. I think other than that, almost certain that the first 46 to 48 are set.
Something that's going to inform the roster math is going to be a change in some of the special teams rules and what we're seeing in how kickoffs are blocked and the size and of type of guys you want doing that. I'm looking now at a list. I had the producers pull this before the show, Hub. The longest kickoff returns in the entire preseason. So we're talking about a relatively large sample now. We don't have a kickoff return for a touchdown anywhere. The longest kickoff return, Ekrem Wadley of Tennessee returned 164 yards. After that, it's 46, 45, 45, 44, 44. This is very, very different. And the ones that do get returned, especially if it's a pop-up kick trying to pin somebody back and force a short return, if the NFL is getting what it wants, it's getting something that's very different and much less likely to be broken for a touchdown. How does that affect roster calls?
Well, you know, two thoughts here. First of all, Dan, I don't know if I completely agree with your premise. I mean, I don't know that they care so much about long returns as returns, period. I think the bigger issue for them may just be, are there fewer returns and are there fewer collisions? You know, on a long one, a guy usually breaks open, so I don't know that necessarily is where it gets dangerous. I don't know. I'm not arguing. I think that's worth throwing into the equation.
No, I'm not saying they're trying to prevent long returns. I'm saying by changing the way, by limiting the wedges, by limiting the run-ups and changing the impact of the blocking, I think that's what we're seeing. I think we're seeing less impactful blocking.
Well, and that is clearly what they want. And so in that case, it's working. But I think in terms of your roster question, you've got to be a really good football team to be able to afford more than, you know, two or three decisions that are based strictly on special teams. So when it comes down to it, the athletes that tend to do the best on special teams are safeties and linebackers, and actually running backs have always been good special teams players. People remember Neil Anderson went to a Pro Bowl, his first Pro Bowl as a special teamer. But I don't think it's more than, you know, you've got maybe a couple of gunners who are key. In the Bears case, that's going to be Sherrick McManus. And I think Josh Bellamy is going to make it strictly because of special teams, even though he's not necessarily a gunner. You know, beyond that, it's going to be dictated more by, you know, ceilings and floors and youth. You know, you may have a guy who may be a slightly better player today, but is he going to be better than a rookie in 8 weeks? So I'm thinking maybe two or three roster spots that are dictated, you know, obviously other than your long snapper, your punter, and your kicker.
What stands out to you most over this preseason from the offense about the scheme Nagy wants to run in general? Is there something you necessarily didn't see him throwing into that offense as often as he has? Have we seen enough really from the X's and O's standpoint to make a determination on that? I mean, I feel like I've seen a good deal of scheme this preseason and didn't really expect to.
Well, I think some of that may be because of the volume, Connor, because I can tell you, I've done, oh gosh, probably at least five Chiefs games over the last couple of years for Westwood from the sidelines, and you've now seen maybe half of the Bears offense. You didn't see a lot that I know must be in there. You know, I think that they did what they wanted to do to get players ready as best they could. I don't know, for me, if the awareness and intrigue in the offense is so much about how much we've seen as how impressed you have to be with the way the second team offense tore up the Chiefs' first team defense last Saturday. And it wasn't that the Chiefs didn't have a lot of their starters out there a long time, and the Chiefs' defense is in transition. But I just think that the fluidity with which these kids are running it already, even not the starters, you know, very impressive. And I don't think you've seen nearly the volume of run pass options that you're going to see. You saw them, but those run pass options, those RPOs come in a lot of different forms. And there's at least four or five things that the Chiefs just did better than anybody else with Alex Smith and Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. Haven't seen it yet from the Bears players, but I'm sure we will once the season comes.
Have the Bears decided who their punter's going to be yet?
You know, I'm trying to decide if it's a real competition or if it's Patrick O'Donnell. I obviously, they don't love Patrick O'Donnell, or they would have given him more than a one-year deal, and they wouldn't have necessarily brought in competition. But I haven't seen anything to suggest that there's an upgrade, you know, over O'Donnell out there. O'Donnell is known through his first 4 years for having a huge leg but not being very good directionally, and they've worked with him on the directional stuff extensively. So I'm guessing that O'Donnell's going to be okay, but I don't know they're thinking totally on that.
And how soon after the conclusion of this game do you expect the first material round of cuts to come?
Well, the obvious ones will start to leak out, you know, about 10 tomorrow morning, noon or so, as that really comes from agents who want their players' names out there as quickly as possible. But the actual position battles that we're watching closely. I mean, you know, you look at guys like Kasim Adebali and John Jenkins, you know, 4 or 5 year veterans. I think both have a great chance to make this team. Both will get claimed on waivers if they don't. So those are the ones that they usually, I think, study over longer. You know, I think the big trick for them this year, A, the fact that Matt and this staff are doing it for the first time, is that the numbers game is not as clear as it usually is. You know, I mentioned I think there's a good chance they carry 5 tight ends. You know, ideally you'd only want 3 and you'd never carry more than 4. They may end up with just 4 running backs, and usually you've got 5. They may carry 9 offensive linemen. I don't remember the last time the Bears carried more than 8. So I think sorting that out may take them a little longer than what we're used to.
Hub, quickly here before we let you go, we're going to give out a 5th Mastroli Award at the during tomorrow's show. We've had a 2-time winner in Javon Wims. Wondering if you've got a Bear primed to develop and produce late in a preseason game and merit himself the Mastroli Award.
Somebody who isn't currently, but maybe makes the roster off his performance tonight. I think Javon Wims has already made the team, actually. I guess Ryan Nall. You know, this is a guy who came to camp, you know, pretty much as an afterthought, thought to be a camp player. Had the one big run, I think the 69-yarder against Cincinnati, and said, okay, well, that's going to happen. But has continued to impress in practice as well as preseason. So undrafted rookie free agent, I'm going to guess that it's Ryan Nall.
There it is. If he wins the Mastroli, he would be another 2-time Mastroli Award winner.
Something we never thought would happen.
Putting stuff on film. Hub, thank you very much.
All right, guys, take care.
That is Hub Arkish. And this Top of the Hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss the home openers. The Cats host Duke next Saturday. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com. Do we have anything to talk about with Theo Epstein?
Yeah, I think we can drum up a couple of questions for the Cubs executive president of everything. Yeah, I think we can come up with something.
Well, good. We'll do that because Theo joins us next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This Labor Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Squire Stratocaster, just $99.99, or select TC electronic pedals, buy 2, get 1 free. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown.